Editor. The mayor is very likely too busy being the only bicyclist using his new 6th Street bike lane, and since it does not yet run through to Belmont Street, he has obviously not witnessed the ridiculous social decay that others have referenced in this area. It is absolutely true that you would be considered a neglectful parent to take your children anywhere near Belmont and 6th Street. If you were to do so, you would be sure to expose them to drug dealing, open drug use, and if you stayed long enough, you and your family will very likely be yelled, sworn at. Thank you to the City of New Westminster for directly creating the situation described above. You may remember when the parklet was first installed, it was full of convenient seating, which was quickly claimed by those who wish to deal drugs, smoke drugs and yell at pretty much anyone that actually wanted to use the parklet for its intended use. You may also remember that convenient seating disappeared just about a year after its installation due to neighborhood complaints. As a taxpayer in New Westminster, I am very happy to see the intended expansion of the oh-so-successful parklet and the return of the expanded seating so that we taxpayers can again pay for another version of what was torn out only about 2 to 3 years ago. Just wondering if the city would like to comment on how many times they intend to keep repeating this same cycle and expect a different result? If the city really wants to serve the greater good, i.e. the taxpayers of New Westminster, those that live in surrounding residential buildings and the businesses of uptown, why don't you simply admit when something doesn't work and remove the parklet and return the street to full vehicle use? Graham Sievers.